弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace with all the brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考，看啊，两光无花果在神的殿面前。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, tonight I would like to share with you, behold, there were two baskets of figs before the temple of the Lord.
请翻开耶利米书二十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 24.
这是耶利米先知所看到的异象。
And this is one of the vision seen by prophet Jeremiah.
我们昨天的读经进度读二十四章。
Yes, according to our daily Bible reading schedule, yesterday we'll be reading chapter 24.
那这一章有一个非常美好的信息我们要了解的。
And in this chapter, there's a very beautiful message that we can learn from.
我们请读第一节。
Let's read verse 1.24 verse 1, the Lord showed me, and there were two baskets of figs set before the temple of the Lord, after Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the princes of Judah with the craftsmen and smiths from Jerusalem, and had brought them to Babylon.
第二节。
Verse 2, one's basket had very good figs, like the figs that are first ripe.And the other basket had very bad figs, which could not be eaten. They were so bad.
Okay. 这是神指给先知看，他说有两筐无花果放在神的殿面前。
And this is God showed the prophet there were two baskets of figs set before the temple of the Lord.
这是在发生了一件事情，就是当耶哥尼亚就是。我们在列王记里面所看到的约雅金王跟犹大的首领被掳到巴比伦去之后神给先知看的异象
And this is after the event where Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were taken captive
那这件事情发生在公元前597年的时候
And this happened around 597 BC.
那这件历史记载在列王记下第二十四章。
And this also is recorded in 2 Kings chapter 24.
那这件事情就是王被掳去，百姓当中那些尊贵的、有学问的有能力的，也都被掳到外邦去了。
At the time, the king was taken captive along with the noblemen and those with ability were all captive to the foreign country.
那这个其实就是耶利米先知他一直在传达的信息。
And this is the message the prophet Jeremiah was preaching.
那当时候被王被掳去，然后百姓当中一些尊贵人都被抓走以后，这个国家所剩下的基本上就国力就已经基本上消失一大半了。
After the king and the noblemen from the nation were taken captive, the whole nation collapsed.
那在这个时候对先知来说，他看到这个景象，心里面一定极其难过。
So at that time, as a prophet, he must be very sorrowful.
那表示说这件事情对当时候的不管是先知或者是神的选民都是一个很大的冲击。
So, an event like this for both the prophet and also the chosen people at the time, influenced them greatly.
我们现在看一下《列王记下》二十四章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 24.
列王记下二十四章。
2 Kings chapter 24.
我们看第八节。
Let's go to verse 8. Jehoiakim was 18 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 3 months. His mother's name was Nehushta, the daughter of Elnathan of Jerusalem.
第九节。
Verse 9, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father had done.
好，这个是约雅金王，就是耶哥尼亚啊，这个就是在耶利米书里面讲的那个耶哥尼亚，他。只有做王三个月而已。
So this is the King Jehoiakim, which is also recorded in the book of Jeremiah, and he is also only king for 3 months.
那他说 他行神眼中看为恶的事。
He recorded he did things that evil in the sight of the Lord.
是效法他的父亲一切所行，他父亲就是约雅敬王。
And he followed all the evil things his father had done, and his father will be
Jehoiakim.
Jehoiakim.
那这个时候，他说第十节哈，二十四章的十节说，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒王，他就大军来围困耶路撒冷城。
And in verse 10 here mentioned, at the time the servants of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up against Jerusalem, and the city was besieged.
那是这个王亲自来，巴比伦王亲自来围攻的。
So at the time King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, he came himself.
那第十二节就说，现在约雅金王跟他的母亲、臣仆、首领、太监一同出城去投降巴比伦王。
And in verse 12, the Jehoiachin, king of Judah, his mother, his servants, his princes, and his officer went out to the king of Babylon and surrendered.
他们当时候为什么会想要投降
？So at the time, why they decided to surrender?
这个跟耶利米先知所讲的信息有关系的。
And this is relating to the message that's preached by prophet Jeremiah.
那先看第十三节，巴比伦王就把这个神殿里面这些宝物啊，统统把它带到巴比伦去了。
And in verse 13, the king of Babylon carry all the precious things from the house of the Lord.
第十四节就说明是哪些人被抓走。
And then over here, verse 14 indicated who were being taken captive.
那在这一次被掳的人当中呢，就包括以西结先知。
And among the people that were taken captive included prophet Ezekiel.
那这个在整个犹大国的历史被掳的过程当中，应该是第二次他们被掳。
And throughout the history of the kingdom of Judah, this is the second captivity.
第一次就是在6060的时候，六零五、六零六零的时候。
And the first time happened around 605 or 606 BC.
那就是在约雅敬，就是巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒初出当王的时候，他也派兵来攻打、来围攻犹大国有一次。
And that's the first time when King Nebuchadnezzar became king, and that's during the reign of Jehoiakim.
那个时候就是第一次被掳人当中就是。但以理先知
and that's the first captivity, and among them, there was Prophet Daniel.
那五九七这一次就是以西结先知也被抓去了。
And during this captivity, during the time of 597 BC, Prophet Jeremiah was among them.
好，那这个王被抓走之后，现在巴比伦王就立了这个约雅金的叔叔就是约雅敬王的兄弟西底家做王。
So after during this captivity, then King Nebuchadnezzar made the uncle of Jehoiakim, which is in verse 17.
读第十七节。
17, that the king of Babylon made Mathaniah, Jehoiachin's uncle, king in his place, and changed his name to Zedekiah.
所以这个西底家王这个名字其实就是巴比伦王跟他改的了。
So Zedekiah is the name that's changed by King of Babylon.
他本来叫做马探雅。
His original name was Mataniah.
那这个马探雅本来就是神的礼物。
And Mataniah means the gift of God.
现在那个巴比伦王把这个王改名叫做西底家，叫做神是公义的。
And now the king changed his name to Zedekiah, which means God is righteous.
那他为什么要改这个名字
？And why did he change to this name？
因为这件事情，这个犹大国的百姓被掳，然后巴比伦王可以这么样的顺利的攻打这个神的选民，是出于神的旨意。
Because the reason that it is so successful for him to take in captive of God's chosen people. This is out of the will of God.
那当时候耶利米先知所预言的就一一的应验了。
And so that time, the prophecy that said by prophet Jeremiah, one by one, they become true.
那所以当时候这个尼布甲尼撒王呢，他在耶利米先知所写的信里面呢， 他的书信里面就是他是神的仆人。
So that's why, in the messages that's written by, Prophet Jeremiah, King Nebuchadnezzar were indicated as the servant of God.
哦，那所以他其实是神要来执行神的公义。
Because he's the servant that will carry out the justice of God.
要来惩罚神的选民，他们不听从神的话语的代价。
And he is the one that will come to punish the chosen people of God because they do not obey God.
好，所以现在这个历史，我们从二十四章看回来，我们现在看回来耶利米书二十四章了。
So now, this is the history, and let's come back to Jeremiah chapter 24.
那当时候，神给，他是说神指给耶利米看，有两筐无花果放在神殿的前面。
And we hear God showed only Jeremiah there were two baskets of figs set before the temple of the Lord.
一筐很好，一筐是很坏的。
And one basket is filled with good figs, another is very a bad one.
那好的就是像出熟的那个，一定是看得很好吃的。
And the good figs looks very good, very delicious.
那这个极坏的那一筐无花果是坏的不可以吃的。
And another basket they were very bad, which cannot be eaten.
好，那第二十四章的第三节，神就问耶利米先知说：“耶利米，你看见什么？”
And then in verse 3, then the Lord said to him, "What do you see, Jeremiah?"
然后耶利米就说：“我看见无花果啊。”
And he said, "Fix the."
啊，那其实这是神，这两根无花果是神指给耶利米看的嘛
？So the two basket of figs, it was a vision that God showed Jeremiah.
是神放的吗？神放在那个圣殿前面这两筐无花果。
So God put before the temple of the Lord these two basket of figs.
然后之后再问他说：“你看见什么？”
And then asked him, "What did you see?"
好，那所以神的这个动作就是要去耶利米去想他这个两筐无花果的意义在哪里。
So in this way, God want him to think about what's the meaning of these two basket of figs.
所以你在耶利米书里面、啊、有三次、啊、神都问耶利米说你看见什么。
So throughout the book of Jeremiah, there were three times God asked him, "What do you see?"
在第一章耶利米书第一章、啊、
In Jeremiah chapter 1.
第一章看第十一节。
Chapter 1 verse 11.11, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Jeremiah, what do you see?" And I said, "I see a branch of an almond tree."
好，第十二节。
Verse 12, then the Lord said to me, "You have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word."
好，这里是也是一个意象，是看到一只杏树枝。
And this is also a vision. It's a vision of a branch of an almond tree.
那这个杏树它的意思其实就是它这个跟的字根同相关语就是、你我要留心警醒去实现我所讲的话，这个意思。
And an almond tree is also has the meaning that I will carefully fulfill. I'm ready to perform my word.
哦，就是第十二节神自己解释的。
Which is in verse 12 how God explained the meaning.
也就是说，神讲的话，他所预言的一定会实现。
Which the prophecies that God gave him, these will surely fulfill.
好，第十三节。
Verse 13, and the word of the Lord came to me the second time, saying, "What do you see?" And I said, "I see a boiling pot, and it is facing away from the north."
好，那这个就是说，你看见啥？看到一个烧开的锅从北方倒下来的。
The Lord asked, "What do you see?" And he said, "I see a boiling pot, and it's facing away from the north."
那这个就在说明。从北方来的这个毁灭，神给他们的刑罚跟审判。
And this is representing that coming from the north, it will come the punishment, the judgment from the Lord.
特别强调说你看见什么。
So here emphasize, what do you see?
然后神就跟他解释。
Then God explained to him.
好，那第二十四章，这一次是已经事情已经发生了。
And in chapter 24, and during this time, the incident already happened.
就是这个北方来的。这个烧开的锅已经倒下来了。
The boiling pot from the north already poured down onto them.
那现在这两筐无花果树啊，无花果神特别要耶利米去 传讲清楚他的信息是什么。
And now God want Jeremiah to preach the message of these two baskets of figs.
二十四章的第五节。
Chapter 24, verse 5.
第五节。
5. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, like these good figs, so will I acknowledge those who are carried away captive from Judah, whom I have sent out of this place for their own good, into the land of the Chaldeans.
这里神说，被掳去的那些人，就是约雅金王跟这些以西结先知，被掳的这些人，他说，是我打发他们离开这个地，到加勒底人的地方去的。
So here God said, for those who are taken captive away from Judah into the land of Chaldeans, like the king of Jehoiakim, I'm the one that sent them away.
哦，那神说，这些人呢，说我会看顾他们，像这好无花果，使他们得好处。
And God said, for I will set my eyes on them for good, and I will bring for good like the good victory.
所以
like the good figs.
被掳去的人就是这一筐好无花果。
So those who are taken captive represent the good basket of figs.
好，那这一筐好无花果，神给他很多的应许。
And for this good basket of figs, God gave them many promises.
这些人他们被掳去，不是他们啊，他们出去投降巴比伦王，不是他们懦弱，不是他们这样子懒惰，不愿意去征战。
And these people that they surrendered to King of Nebuchadnezzar is to the King of Babylon is not because they were cowards that they are not willing to fight.
但其实是他们现在神说是神派他们去，表示说他们是听神的话，现在出去做这个动作。
But rather, God said, these are the people that listen to my word that they do according to my will.
好，现在神对这一筐好无花果，他现在给他的福气，他们的好处在哪里？
So now, what's the promise that God gave them to this good basket of figs?
第一个,
the first promise,
说我会看顾他们, 使他们得好处。
God said, I will set my eyes on them for good.
哦, 那第六节,
and verse 6,
他说我要眷顾他们, 使他们得好处。
That I will set my eyes on them for good.
我再强调一次哦。
And here once again mention this point.
第三个
and then,
我要领他们归回这地
and the third point I will bring them back to this land
表示说我派去了我还怎么带回来的
which means that I send them away then I will take them back
第四个
and the fourth point
他说我要建立他们必不拆毁
I will build them and not pull them down
所以表示说他们现在被派去在那里的地方神要把它建立起来
which means now they were sent away but in that land God will establish them.
好，第五个。
And then the fifth point.
我要栽植他们，并不拔出。
I will plant them and not pluck them up.
也就是说，他们到那个地方去，他们会生养后代，在那个地方会建立他们自己的这个家庭。
Which means when they were in that foreign land, they will continue to nourish their next generation.
所以是我把它栽在那个地方的。
Progenerate and God was the one that planted them there.
第六个。
And the sixth point.
第七节。
Verse 7,
我要赐他们认识我的心，知道我是主神，他们要做我的子民。
7, that I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God.
他说我要赐他们认识我的心。
Now I will grant them a heart to know me.
他们如果有这个神所赐的这个心，他们就会认识神，说我就是神，就是他们认识这位独一的神。
If they receive this heart to know God, then they will know that the Lord is God.
然后第七个。
And the seventh point.
神说我要做他们的神，因为他们要一心归向我。
That I will be their God, for they shall return to me with their whole heart.
哇，那你看到这个神，他都是说我要做什么，我要做什么，都是未来式的哦。
So over here, God said, I will do this and do that, and it's all in future tense.
这有七个非常重要的应许。
And these are seven very important promises.
这个应许是当时候这些人要出去投降的时候，他可能没有想那么多。
And when the people, when they surrendered to their enemies, at the time, they probably didn't know about these promises.
因为神只有透过先知说要出去投降。
Because God only spoke through the prophet that you have to go out to surrender.
他们去听神的话是这样做之后，接下去神就要来完成他，就要让他们去经历 神叫他们这样做的好处在哪里了。
And after they listened to the way of the Lord, later they shall receive the prize, the promise of all the good things that God had promised them.
好，那看第八节。
Let's go to verse 8.
接下去就是这个那一筐坏的无花果树。
Now it's talking about the basket that's filled with the bad figs.
第八节。
Verse 8. And as the bad figs which cannot be eaten, they are so bad. Surely thus says the Lord. So will I give up Zedekiah, the king of Judah, his princes, the residue of Jerusalem, who remain in this land, and those who dwell in the land.
好，所以这一筐坏的不可以吃的无花果，他说就是那些西底家王跟他的首领，以及剩在这里就留在耶路撒冷城不愿意出去的渔民。
So the basket is filled with the bad figs represent Zedekiah, the king of Judah, his princes, the residue of Jerusalem, those who they are not willing to go out from the land.
那这些人留在这里就是坏掉的无花果。
And these people, the remnants that the residue of Jerusalem that stay here, they were the bad figs.
他们是不听神的话的人。
They did not listen to the word of God.
那他们会尝到这接下来三个很重要的代价。
So later they shall experience these three curses as a price.
第八节是说，神说我要把他们交出去。
In verse 8, God said, "I will turn them in."
哦，我把它交出去。他说，就好像这个极坏的不可以吃的无花果一样，我把它丢在那个 bucket 里面。
So as the bad figs that which cannot be eaten, so will I give up on them.
第九节说，我必把他们交出来。
Verse 9, God said, I will deliver them.
在天下万国当中被抛来抛去，遭遇灾祸。
To trouble into all the kingdoms of the earth for their harm.
然后在这个被抛来抛去的过程当中就成为凌辱、讥笑谈、讥刺跟那个咒诅。
And to be a reproach and a byword, a taunt and a curse.
好，然后第三个，就第十节说，
And then the third point, verse 10.
我要使刀剑饥荒瘟疫临到他们。
I will send the sword, the famine, the pestilence among them.
直到他们灭绝。
Until they are consumed from the land.
那这个就是看到这神所说的这一筐坏的无花果，为什么是坏到不可以吃这个程度了？
So that's like how God described them as the bad figs that's so bad which cannot be eaten.
那这样的一个意象，当时候。是特别给耶利米先知看。
And for this vision, God especially showed a prophet Jeremiah.
要让他了解神所说的话，他的旨意在他的话语里面一定会实现。
And to let him understand that the word of the Lord, that his will for sure be fulfilled.
我们在读耶利米书的时候，要留心这个时间点，就是什么时候耶利米先知讲。这一段信息。
And when we read the book of Jeremiah, we have to pay attention to when Prophet Jeremiah delivered this message.
因为这件第二十四章的事情是发生在597年，就是约雅金王被抓走了以后了。
Because chapter 24 were written after around 597 BC. That's after King Jehoiakim was being taken captive.
那我们现在看二十五章。
Let's go to chapter 25.
你看读到二十五章的时候
，And when we study chapter 25,
他说是在约雅敬第四年，就是尼布甲尼撒王元年的时候，神的话就临到耶利米。
That in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, the king of Judah, which was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon.
那这个就是606年的时候。
And this was during 606.
所以。第二十五章所发生的事情是，其实是在之前，就在第二十四章之前的。
So the incident that's recorded in chapter 25 actually happened before was recorded in chapter 24.
那这个时候，耶利米先知已经当了先知23年了。
And during this time, Jeremiah he was already a prophet for 23 years.
那在这23年当中，第二节说，常常有神的话临到我，我也对你们传说。就是从早起来就开始讲神的话语，但是你们没有听从。
And in verse 2 here recorded, during that time, Jeremiah the prophet spoke to all the people of Judah and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, but they did not listen.
哦，那第四节是说，神本来 在耶利米先知之前，也是从早起来就派他的仆人众先知到他们这里来跟他们讲神的话，只是你们也没有听从，也没有侧耳听。
And verse 4, and the Lord has sent to you all his servants, the prophets, and they also deliver prophecy to you early in the morning, but still you did not listen.
好，他们仆人众先知呢，包括耶利米先知，他所讲的信息就是第五节说的。
And the servants, which is the prophet of Jeremiah, the message he delivered, which is recorded in verse 5.
你们个人要回头离开恶道和所做的恶，就可以居住在神所赐给你们这个地，直到永远。
Repent now, every one of his evil way and his evil doings, and dwell in the land of that the Lord has given to you and your fathers forever and ever.
但是，那神所讲的话，第七节说你们没有听从我。
But then verse 7, God said, "Yet you have not listened to me," says the Lord.
因为百姓不听从神来的信息。
Because the people did not listen the message from the Lord.
第八节。
Verse 8.
所以万军的神这样说，因为你们不听，没有听从我的话，所以我就要召北方的众族跟我的仆人巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来攻击这个地跟这个地的居民。
In verse 8, therefore thus says the Lord of hosts, because you have not heard my words. 9. Behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, says the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant.
那你就看到从这一段话，其实你就看到很多次都一直在强调说，神派先知所讲的话，百姓没有听从，没有侧耳听，就是不把它当一回事。
So from these verses, you can see God sent His prophet to deliver the message. However, one time after another, the people they do not listen.
那当时候神已经早就跟耶利米先知讲了说，这个地要荒凉七十年，这些国民他们要服侍巴比伦王七十年。
And at the time, God also already said to Prophet Jeremiah that the land will be destitute for 70 years.
看第十一节。
Let's go to verse 11. And the whole land shall be in dissolution and astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years.
第十二节
Verse 12, then it will come to pass when 70 years are completed that I will punish the king of Babylon and the nation and the land of Chaldeans for their iniquity, says the Lord, and I will make it a perpetual desolation.
好，那第十三节
13, so I will bring on that land all my words which I have pronounced against it, all that is written in this book, which Jeremiah has prophesied concerning all the nations.
好，这里其实当时候早在二十四章所发生这件事情之前呢，耶利米先知就已经说了，这个巴比伦王他会来，那这个地要荒凉七十年，七十年之后呢，神要再把我们带回来。
So before the incidents in chapter 24 happened, Prophet Jeremiah already forewarned them that this land will be in desolation for 70 years, and after that, God will.
神要刑罚巴比伦。
And then after that, God will punish the kingdom of Babylon.
然后要把这些百姓再重新带回来。
And God will bring these people back to the land.
好，那这个信息当时候其实众百姓他们都听到的。
So this message was heard by all the people.
哦，因为他是在约雅敬做王第四年的时候，六零六年的时候所发生的。
Because this incident happened during the reign of Jehoiakim around 606 BC.
那时候，其实整个百姓呢，他们对神的话语啊，根本上是不听的。
But at the time, the people they do not listen to the word of God.
你看耶利米先知，他一再重复的强调说，那个巴比伦王会来，然后我们如果没有改正行动作为，接下来所遭遇的会很凄惨。
Because repeatedly, Prophet Jeremiah already warned them that the kingdom of Babylon will come, but they still did not change.
那个时候，我们现在再看第二十六章。
Let's go to chapter 26.
第二十六章，我们再看一下，我们把这个历史把它往前推，我们就会看到当时候百姓的心态了。
So let's go forward to what happened in throughout history. Let's see the attitude of the people.
26章的第一节
Chapter 26, verse 1. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, the word came from the Lord saying.
好，这个是约雅敬登基的时候，这个是609年的时候。
So this was during the reign of King Jehoiakim.
所以
609 BC.
第二十六章 的时间点又比第二十五章更早了。
So, the time of chapter 26 is actually before chapter 25.
那时候百姓他们听到神的话临到耶利米要到圣殿去向众人宣告的时候，他们那时候，你看神的话是什么？我们看第三节
so,
第二节
Let's go to verse 2 See what the word came from the Lord and delivered by Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, Stand in the court of the Lord's house and speak to all the cities of Judah which come to worship in the Lord's house. All the words that I command you to speak to them, do not diminish a word.
第三节
3. Perhaps everyone will listen and turn from his evil way, and I may relent concerning the calamity which I purpose to bring on them because of the evil of their doings.
好，你看这个时候神的信息是很清楚，他说你让去让众人宣告，或者他们肯听从，个人愿意回头离开恶道，然后我就后悔不将我因他们所行的恶啊，想要施行的灾祸降给他们。
And the message of God is very clear. God said to him, Perhaps everyone will listen and turn from his evil way, that I may relent concerning the calamity which I purpose to bring on them.
好，第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Now it happened when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, that the priests and the prophets and all the people seized him, saying, You will surely die.
等到耶利米讲完之后，众人的反应是说，你必要死。
So after Jeremiah preached the message, people said, You shall surely die.
看第十一节。
Verse 11. And the priests and the prophets spoke to the princes of all the people, saying, This man deserves to die, for he has prophesied against the city, as you have heard with your ears.
你看这个时候，众人所听到的是说，哇，你看这个耶利米，他专门在讲一些不好的消息，让众人失去这个信心，所以他说这个人是该死的。
So people declare that this man deserves to die because he has prophesied against the city and make people losing their faith.
他们对神的话语基本上是用他们自己的脑筋去判断神的话语是可信还是不可信。
So they use their own reasoning to judge whether the word of God should believe or not.
因为当时他们认为这里有神的殿应该很安全。
Because at the time they thought over here, there is the temple of God, so here should be a very safe place.
他们也有在敬拜神，他们有在献祭，他们应该是不会遭遇这种事的。
And also at the time they continue to worship God and give offering to God, so they did not believe this kind of thing would happen.
可是神却一再的跟他们说，你们要回头离开所行的恶道。
But repeatedly, God warned them, you have to depart from your evil ways.
不要随从你们自己顽梗的恶心。
You should not follow your stubborn heart.
那这个就是，这里就有两个现象，一个是一个人自己的心，还是要去听神来的信息，那可能这个信息跟我们人的想法不一样的。
So over here can see two phenomena that when people want to listen to the word of God,The word of God might be different than what they thought it should be.
从这样的一个记录，我们去看完之后，我们就发现，一开头百姓对神的话语就持怀疑的态度。
So from this recording, can see in the beginning, the people they already doubt the message of God.
那耶利米先知他也已经很明白的说，这个巴比伦王啊会来攻打。那现在这个是神的旨意，所以出去投降，然后就可以被保存啊，生命就可以保留下来。
So at the time, Prophet Jeremiah already told the people that the king of Babylon will come to attack the city. You have to surrender, then your life can be preserved.
那到第二十四章，你看二十四章。
Then let's go back to 24.
现在这个约雅金王他真的出去投降了。
So at this point, King Jehoiakim, he surrendered.
那这些人去投降之后，
So when all these people surrendered,
在神眼中就说这个就是那一筐好无花果。
Then in the sight of God, these group of people, they are considered as a a basket of good figs.
等到那个耶亚金王被抓走之后，现在巴比伦王就立了这个西底家做王了吗？
And after King Jehoiakim was taken captive, the king of Babylon asked Zedekiah to become king.
那这个西底这个西底家王呢，他在历史上呢，他是一个很，就是说，他是一个没有什么主见的王。
And Zedekiah, in the history, that he is considered a king without his own opinion.
他其实很多时候是被他的首领以及这些祭司、先知所左右的。
And very often he was.Actually, his opinion was influenced very much by the priests and the rulers at the time.
那其实当时候对耶利米先知来说，百姓或者是王，他们如果愿意投降巴比伦王了，他们就没事的，他们就平安的。
So at the time, if the king and also people they were willing to surrender to the king of Babylon, then they can be at peace.
那到了我们现在看第二十一章。
Then let's go to chapter 21.
第二十一章，这又发生一件事情。
In chapter 21, here happened an incident.
是神的话临到耶利米。那个时候，西底家王他派了两个人去见耶利米先知。
And of here 21 verse 1, at the time King Zedekiah sent two men to see Prophet Jeremiah.
那个时候，第二节说哈，你为我们求问神，因为现在巴比伦王来攻击我们了。
Verse 2, please inquire of the Lord for us, for Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, makes war against us.
他说或者神他会照他一切奇妙的作为来带我们使巴比伦王离开我们上去。
Perhaps the Lord will deal with us according to his wonderful works, that the king may go away from us.
那这件事情其实发生在更后面，大概在588年的时候了。
And this happened even later, around 588 BC.
那个时候，现在其实第三次也是最后一次，这个巴比伦大军来围困耶路撒冷城。
So this is actually the third time, the last time, when the armies of King of Babylon they surrendered the city.
那当时候，其实耶利米先知的信息从以前到后面都一样的，都是出去投降。
So the message from Prophet Jeremiah is always the same: go out and surrender.
可是当时候那个王哈，他当时有一个期待，他说希望。耶利米先知去问神，那看神会不会派这个天使来拯救他们呢？
By the time the king had his own expectation, he said to he asked people to ask prophet Jeremiah, perhaps the Lord will deal with us according to his wonderful works, that the king may go away from us.
看第二节哈，他说你求问神了哈，因为他现在我们被围困啊，如果神哈照他一切奇妙作为，就是以前发生在西西家王那个时代的亚述王围困西西家王那个时候的事情。
So verse 2, please inquire of the Lord for us, that the Lord may deal with us according to his wonderful works, and that's talking about the incident happened in the time of Hezekiah when the kingdom of Assyria surrounded the city.
那是在列王记下十九章，在记载亚述大军围困耶路撒冷城的时候，那时候先知以赛亚就为百姓祷告。那个时代，一个晚上，神派天使去杀了185,000的亚述大军。
And it's talking about the incident happened in 2 Kings chapter 19, when the army of Assyria surrounded Jerusalem.And the prophet Isaiah prayed, then God sent his angels to kill the armies.
好啊，所以那个时候，那个犹大国就被保存下来，就没事了。
So then the kingdom of Judah was preserved.
啊，所以当时候这个西底家王也很期待说，现在被围攻的时候，哇，神如果出手拯救我们，那我们就得平安，那个巴比伦王就走了。
So Zedekiah hoped the same miracle can happen, that God will help them and drive away the armies.
但是神的话是刚好相反。
But the word of God is opposite of what he's hoping for.
21章的第四节是说
Chapter 21 verse 4
你们不要去打，你们去打，你们的兵器会翻转过来，成为自己的伤害。
And chapter 4, thus says the Lord of God, Behold, I will turn back the weapons of war that are in your hands, which you fight against the king of Babylon and Chaldeans.
第五节是说是其实是我亲自来攻击你们的，是我发怒，所以这件事情才发生的。
So God, in verse 5 God said I'm actually the one that's fighting against you, that's why this incident will happen.
我派这些敌军来攻击你们。
But I send the armies to come to fight you.
这些巴比伦王呢，他会用刀击杀他们，不顾惜，不可怜，不怜悯。
Now the king of Babylon will come to strike the inhabitants of the city, both man and beast.
第八节。
Verse 8.
现在神说，你要对百姓这样讲，看啊，我将生命的路跟死亡的路摆在你们面前。
In verse 8, God said to them, Now you shall say to this people, Thus says the Lord, Behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death.
那个生命的路就是出去归降围困你们加勒底人的必得存活，要以自己的命为掠物。
The way of life, which is you have to surrender to the Chaldeans who besiege you, then you shall live.
那死亡的路就是你要住在这城里面去抵抗的，一定遭遇刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫而死。
And the way of death are those who remain in the city, and you shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence.
所以现在在百姓面前有两条路。
So now set before the people there are two ways.
一条是生命的路，就是出去投降的。
One way is the way of life, which is go out and surrender.
一条是死亡的路，就是坚持要留在耶路撒冷城里抵抗的。
Another way is the way of death, those who persist and stay in the city of Jerusalem.
那现在这两条路让百姓自己选。
And now you can choose which way you want to go.
但是神后来补了一句话。
But then in the end, God also says something.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我向这个城变脸，降祸不降福。
For I have set my face against this city for adversity and not for good.
我这个城已经把它交在巴比伦王的手中。
And it shall be given into the hand of the city of the king of Babylon.
他必用火焚烧。
And he shall burn it with fire.
这两条路跟这两筐的无花果其实是一样的意思。
So this, these two ways and the two basket of figs, these are the same things, representing the same things.
那如果我们把这些先知的信息都把它放在一起，把这个时间点把它排列一下。
So if we combine these two prophecies and also set the times according to the times.
第二十四章这两筐无花果发生在597年的时候。
So in chapter 24, these two baskets of figs happened in 597 BC.
这一筐好的无花果其实就很清楚，是投降的人就是这一筐好的。
So the basket with a good figs is very clear that it's the people that surrender.
这一筐坏的就是坚持要抵抗的。
And the basket with the bad figs are those who persist and they want to fight.
就是西底家王跟他那些首领们。
And which is the Zedekiah and his princes and his people.
现在真的来围攻了，大军来围困了。
So now the grand army indeed came and besieged the city.
先知现在说这两条路你们自己选。
So now prophets say to them, now before you,
there are
two ways.
选择生命的路还是选择死亡的路呢？
And you want to choose the way of life or the way of death?
那事实证明，西底家王他们还是坚持选择这一条死亡之路。
And in fact.King Zedekiah, they chose the way of death.
他们选择不听从神的信息。
And they decided not to listen to the message from the Lord.
那这个无花果，这两筐无花果的意象，之前先知已经讲那么多次，他说这个地要荒凉70年。
And even before these two prophecies, the prophet already told them that this land will be in desolation for 70 years.
那可是这个百姓对神的信息就是。充耳不闻。
But the people, they hear the word, they do not incline their ears to the word of the Lord.
他们就是不愿意相信。
And they're not willing to believe.
他们就是没有办法去克服他们自己的顽梗的恶心，认为出去投降就是弱者。
Then they could not overcome by their stubborn heart. They thought those who surrender are considered cowards.
他们认为这里有神的殿。这里一定有平安。
They deem that over here there's a temple of God, so peace is here.
而且那个时候还有假先知在说，那个耶雅金王他们被掳去，过两年之后，神就要把他们带回来了。
And at the time there were also false prophets prophesizing that after the king of Jehoiakim was taken captive, after 2 years he shall return.
那是第二十八章里面那个假先知讲的话。
And this is recorded in chapter 28, prophesied by the false prophet.
所以当时候那个百姓，你看那些王，他们 他们的心执意要走自己的路。
So the time, the people and the king, they want to walk on their own way.
那他们所做的就是在二十五章先是一再说，神说我所讲的话，你们没有听从，你们不侧耳听。
So then that's why in chapter 25, God said to them repeatedly that I told you, I deliver my message, but you do not incline your ear to hear them.
从今天晚上所查考这些事件，我们要得到一个很重要的结论。
So from the incident that we've studied tonight, we come to a very important conclusion.
这个结论就是
And this conclusion is
神的信息，我们一定要仔细的去分辨。
We have to carefully discern the word of the Lord.
有时候我们人有我们自己的想法。
Because sometimes as men we have our own thinking.
就当时候人来说，如果被围困，出去投降，那怎么可以呢？
Because for the people at the time when army comes, how is it possible for them to just go out and surrender?
一定要是勇敢的抵抗到底啊。
Of course, you have to bravely and continue to fight.
你出去投降，那当时候耶利米一直在传讲那个信息，说投降投降，人家就说你这个是叛国贼，说该死的。
So at the time when Prophet Jeremiah told them you have to surrender, you have to surrender, they deemed Jeremiah as a someone that betrayed the kingdom that you should surely die.
一直在讲这些攻击这个城的话。
Why you want to say all this message that's against the city?
可是事实是这些话是从神来的。
But in reality, this message is from God.
是神的旨意。
And that's the will of God.
也是神要让百姓他们从他们顽梗的恶心回转的手段。
And it's also a way that God want to turn these people away from their heart, their stubbornness.
所以现在在这里面我们看到我们人有一个顽梗的恶心。
So from this can see that inside a man's heart we have this a wicked and stubborn heart.
我们这个顽梗的恶心就是我们自己的那个观念很强烈，我们一直坚持要走自己的路，要做自己的事。
Then this wickedness is that our opinion and our thinking is so strong that we want to walk our own way according to our own thinking.
但是凡愿意听从神的话的人，
But those who are willing to listen to the word of God,
就是会调整我们自己的想法。
They will be able to adjust their thinking.
所以今天在这个社会里面，我们会遇到这样的一个冲突。
So today, living in the society, we'll have this kind of impact or dilemma.
有些道理好像用我们自己的理性不太容易明白。
That sometimes for certain truth, it is very hard for us to understand with our rational mind.
我们这个社会，我们这个环境周围的人所给我们的观念，又好像。很有道理。
Because the concept, the thinking that that came from the people around us or our society is very different.
但是
，and they seem very reasonable.
我们如果顺从我们自己的想法，顺服这个所谓的主流社会给我们的观念，我们会尝到一个我们很不愿意看到的结果。
But if we follow the thought strand of the mainstream or of the people around us, then in the end, we'll see an ending that we do not want to see.
但是如果愿意顺服神，听神的话语的
，But if we are willing to submit to God to listen to His word,
我们会去尝到神他接下来所应许的一切的福气的。
We'll be able to taste the blessings the promises that God had promised us.
最重要的就是当我们愿意听从神的话的时候，
And most important of all, when we are willing to listen to the word of the Lord,
神他就会赐给我们一个认识他的心。
God will give us a heart to know him.
所以最后看24章的第7节。
So lastly, let's turn to chapter 24, verse 7.
我要使他们认识我的心，知道我是主神。
Then I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord.
所以今天我们要认识神的秘诀在哪里？
So today, what is the secret to know God?
就是要先去听从神的话语。
The first step is to listen to His word.
我们可能还在我们在听在做的时候，我们可能还不会完全明白。
Perhaps when we are listening to His word or when we are doing His word, we still do not fully understand.
当我们去做了以后，
But after we put it into action,
神就把这个认识他的心赐给我们的。
Then God will grant us a heart to know Him.
我们后来就会豁然开朗。
And then we'll be able to realize.
就像最后那个约雅金王，哇，他到巴比伦去的时候，他真的就 豁然开朗了。
And just like how King Jehoiakim, after he was kept in captive to Babylon, then he started to realize.
就像当时候被抓去巴比伦的这些但以理先知跟以西结先知。
And just like those who were taken captive, the prophet Daniel and also prophet
Ezekiel. 他们就看到了原来神的计划是这么完美。
They were able to see how beautiful was the plan of God.
神保留了最好的人为了将来重建做准备了。
God preserved the best people to prepare so that in the future they can go back to build.
神把那个这个圣殿要重建的时候，那些器皿通通把它搬到巴比伦去放好了。
So that God already prepared all the materials, the vessels for the temple, and God preserved those in the kingdom of Babylon.
时间到的时候，神就把他们完完本本的把它搬回来放好。
And when time is up, then God will remove those vessels and bring it back to His temple.
就看到神的计划是这么样的完美。
Then you'll be able to see the beautiful plan of God.
这都是我们先听神的话去做之后才会发现的。
So this is something that we have to first listen to the word of God, then put it in action, then we'll be able to see.
那我们一起来对神有信心。
So that's together to have faith in God.
愿意听从他的话语。
And we'll be willing to listen to his word.
他要把认识他的心赐给我们。
Then that he will grant a heart to know him.
我们最后一定会对神的话语说阿们。
So he will grant us a heart to know him, and in the end we'll be able to say amen to his word.
我们再来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
354首。
354.